Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Meditations on Meditation, or Dr. Strangelove, How to Stop Worrying and Love the Om. Well, folks, I started an experiment a few months ago. I'd read a book called Positivity by a psychologist and researcher, Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. She wrote about all the research showing the positive effects of meditating on how we feel and think, on our physical health, on how satisfied we are with our lives. So, always on the lookout for things that do those very things, I decided to try meditating. Nothing fancy, just the basics. 15 minutes a day paying attention to my breath, my in-breath, and my out-breath. And when thoughts came up that diverted my attention, gently bringing my attention back to my breath. My discovery so far? First off, this meditating stuff is hard. Second off, actually, it's only hard if I have some high standard for how I should be doing it. And guess what? That should is just one of those thoughts that, you got it, take my attention away from my breathing. And I thought, I can adjust that standard because it's just one of my own thoughts. And I don't have to compare myself to one of those all day, every day, for their whole lives meditating guys who can stop their hearts from beating or whatever. Third off, Shakespeare or whoever was right. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. My mind is often like one busy little spider who's had too much coffee and can't stay focused. Fourth off, a lot of what my worried, jumpy spider does is not very pleasant. Fifth off, I don't have to put my time and attention on that and that and that and that unpleasantness if I don't want to. I can choose what I think about. And then I discovered that I can breathe in a sense of all the people who love me and breathe out my love to them. As the Buddhists say, loving kindness to me and loving kindness to you. I'm Dr. Rich. O is for O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.